One morning in March, Justin Bonanno got himself into trouble before the first period of the day had even finished. He admits he's not always a model student.
Sometimes I'll make smart aleck responses, or I'll just sort of talk back to the teacher.
Justin's 11 and a sixth grader at PS 128 in Queens. Sometimes he says he's just bored and will often read a novel under his desk. But on that particular morning, he brought a laser pointer to school and was shining it around the classroom. A red beam of light darted across a wall, then to the face of another student. The incident earned Justin a 7-day suspension.
No. They just called us with an FYI. This is what's going on, just so you're aware. And that was it. They didn't explain what happened. They didn't even explain to Justin that he was suspended.
This is Justin's mom, Liat Kohavi. On a Friday morning, she, Justin, and his stepfather, Orion, are at a suspension hearing office in Queens. This is the first opportunity for school administrators and Justin's parents to address the laser pointer incident face to face.
Do you swear or affirm to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay.
The hearing takes place in a conference room around a big table, but feels more like a courtroom. Advocates say the process can be intimidating for students and their parents. Most families waive their right to a hearing. But Justin's parents chose to bring an attorney with them from the New York Civil Liberties Union. Her name is Teo Bell.
Our theory here is just that Justin had the laser pointer, but he was not trying to cause anyone any type of harm.
But a laser pointer is listed as a potentially dangerous weapon in the public school discipline code, along with other everyday items that could cause injury, like a belt buckle or an umbrella. During the hearing, Justin won't testify, but he's in the room listening to his principal, John Lavelle.
Just a brief opening statement that we will present factual evidence that demonstrate that Justin Bonanno brought a laser pointer to school, took it out during class, and used it with malicious intent.
The hearing officer records the proceedings. Justin's parents obtained a copy and turned it over to WNYC. Both Lavelle and the Department of Education declined to be interviewed for this story. School surveys give lots of positive feedback about the school environment and the principal himself, and all indications show that PS 128 does not suspend students very often. But during the hearing, Lavelle reiterates his call for a suspension and takes it a step further.
I mean, clearly, I believe Justin should never be sent back to PS 128 again.
Well, okay, I'll get to that in just a moment. Okay.
He says he doesn't think Justin should return to the school.
One major problem with suspension hearings is that they're extremely divisive.
Andy Arts is a legal services attorney in the South Bronx who represents students in suspension cases.
Overall, I think the suspension system is doing a great disservice both to students and the schools because there's no opportunity to actually get to the real reasons behind the suspension.
He says he's seen hearing officers try to mediate off the record between families and schools because there may be no other forum for resolution. And communicating well with parents and with the student is crucial for dealing with behavioral issues. This from Marcia Steinberg, an assistant principal at PS 169 in Manhattan.
It's constant calls. I'm calling at 6 in the morning. I'm calling at 8 at night.
Her school is for students with emotional and behavioral issues. So the school has a lot of support staff dedicated to helping disruptive students that most community schools don't. But Steinberg says a lot of time is spent getting parents in the building.
And I would say within a week, I'm having 6 to 8 parent meetings. And it is the involvement. So when they come here and they see, and the student sees that we're all on the same page, behaviors change.
In Justin's case, we don't know all of the reasons that led the principal to ultimately suspend him. But the point is that Justin's parents say they still don't get it.
He brought a laser pointer to school. Okay, maybe that's against the school rules. Not that we would know that, but fine. But do you really feel like that's an appropriate punishment?
And here's what Justin took away from the process.
I'm not really sure they thought that I wanted to harm someone else. They probably just wanted to reason to get me out of school. That's what my guess is, because I'm not exactly the best student.
But in the end, Justin says he likes PS 128, and after 7 days out, he was happy to return to school. Liat says in the weeks after the hearing, things were going better for Justin at school. She says she feels deflated by the process, though, and hasn't reached out to the principal. She did buy Justin and his brother clear backpacks, so she can quickly check the contents before they leave for school each morning. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.